Blog Talk Radio.
My business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I also help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past, nor are they living in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel advice. If you'd like to call the show, please call on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance and advice is 646-716-6794. But before we take some of your calls, again, I'd like to say hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. I sincerely hope that everyone has had an amazing start to this new year of 2013. Firstly, I'd like to thank all the people who signed up to receive my free inspirational monthly Angel Healing House newsletter. My newsletter is full of channeled messages from my angelic family and myself, the Posse, and we give very up-to-date, often with a sense of humor and a lot of fun on different topics that are relevant to the world where we all are as a collective consciousness, and just a little bit of insight how we can make our spiritual journey that we're riding out in these physical forms much easier and more pleasant. So if you'd like to receive my newsletter, please send me your request and your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. Also, a big thank you to all my regular listeners who are following my show on Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to be reminded of my shows, please find my rather smiley face on the Blog Talk Radio site and push the follow button beneath my photo. And thank you to those new listeners who are tuning in for the first time. I'd like to say to each of you, welcome aboard. Now, I see that we have several callers on the line. My regular listeners know that I like to take, somewhere between about 10 or 15 minutes to talk about the topics for today before we start taking some of your phone calls. So please do remain on the line because I would love to hear from you. And the topic for today is our love, our most amazing gift of all. And this topic came about as a result of a phone call that I received from a relative on Christmas Day. Now, to understand the enormity of the phone call that I received, I need to give you listeners just a little bit of a background story. I was brought up in a traditional Jewish home, a Jewish family, and while it was not verbally stated, it was definitely implied that in order to be a good, dutiful daughter, I would need to follow a checklist as to who I was expected to marry. It was expected that my future husband would have to be someone within the faith, somebody who was Jewish, somebody who was rich, and also a doctor or a lawyer. What I desired and whether the person actually loved me, well, that didn't seem to be of any major importance. Following this checklist, I found the perfect man in my ex. And after going together for 3 years, I asked him to marry me. That's right, listeners, I asked him. He never asked to marry me because, quite frankly, I was just not that important to him. So strong was my programming to marry somebody like this, I turned a blind eye to his arrogant, self-centered, emotionally cold behavior and his total disregard for me. I was blind to all of these because, quite frankly, I was totally blind to what I desired and to who I was. Well, after 22 years of marriage to this abusive man, I allowed the grace of God to enter my life, and I found the strength and the courage to the divorce. I then allowed myself to wish for the kind of love that I knew that I desired, without any preconditions or programming. My wish was fulfilled when I met my husband, Pete, on September 20th, 2003, and 5 days later, he asked to marry me. I always think it odd, as he says, that he wanted to ask to marry me after 3 days of knowing me, but decided to wait until 5 days. After knowing him only 5 days, I said, of course, yes, as I knew deep in my heart that I had found my divine love. Perhaps just as important to note was that the reason I found my divine love was because for those previous 9 months before we met, I had reconnected to the divine inside of myself and was living a life of honoring, respecting, and loving who I was. You know, when I met and married Pete, he was not a doctor nor a lawyer. He was not financially rich, nor was he Jewish. There was no checklist. There was no have-tos, as there was just clarity and knowingness of what my heart truly desired. With this background, I'll share what happened on Christmas Day, as it was one of the most genuine, unselfish, loving gifts I received from one of my brothers. I must mention here that all of my three brothers are Orthodox Jewish. They do not celebrate Christmas, and they practice the strict adherence and importance of marrying within the faith. One of my brothers called me on Christmas Day and asked to speak with my husband, Pete. He called solely to wish him a Merry Christmas and went on to thank him for loving and taking care of his little sister. My brother's genuine and loving gesture, transcending all prescribed bounds of belief systems, reached out to his brother-in-law and wished him well for his chosen holiday. Even though my family has been accepting and loving towards my husband, Pete, my brother's call made such a huge impression on me, as it was the first time in 9 years that anyone in my family had called Pete on Christmas Day. That one gesture spoke volumes of how at the very core of who we are, underneath any and all belief systems, we have been given something that is more precious than gold and that lasts throughout space and time. Even more extraordinary is that the more we give of this incredible gift, the more we get back in return. It is love, our most amazing gift of all. The Posse of Angels are chiming in here, and they're reminding us that love is the strongest force in the universe. No matter what we believe in, we all have this amazing ability to open our hearts to others and love them regardless of things like race and color and religion. Knowing that we all come from God, the most loving force in the universe, I ask the Posse of Angels, why on earth would anyone choose to withhold love from others? The Posse of Angels is saying that unlike this past holiday season, it is unfortunate that for most of the year, many people choose to keep the access to sharing their love behind a closed door to their heart. There are many reasons why people choose to not love one another. But the Posse of Angels is saying that ultimately, the reasons matter not, for all of the reasons we give for not loving another can be traced back to somewhere, somehow, not loving ourselves and not connecting to God within. In order to love another unconditionally, we must first choose to connect with unconditional love for ourselves, our divine, inherent, eternal nature. When we choose to open up any door, let alone the door to our hearts, it makes many of us feel unsafe. It makes us feel vulnerable as we lose control of what will enter as a result. But in the majority of cases, in order to experience the most extraordinary feelings of love, we need to open ourselves wide to receive and allow the love inside of us to flow forth freely and unconditionally. A quote from the famous Greek philosopher Aristotle says, love is composed of a single soul inhabiting two bodies. And not to discount the great Aristotle, but I would take his quote one step further. With the world shifting into the golden age, where love, peace, unity, and acceptance will finally reign over our beautiful planet, many of us know that we are all one collective consciousness. With this in mind, I would change Aristotle's quote just slightly by saying, love is composed of a single soul inhabiting the bodies of every person on the planet. The Posse of Angels is saying that we are all love, for we are made from the same reflection and come from God, the most loving force in the universe. When we choose to love, then the whole world directly or indirectly experiences and feels that love vibration. They are adding that the world got so far off track because we allowed ourselves to forget who we are. By seeing ourselves as anything other than love, it allows for those things that are not of love, not of light, not of God, to define us. I like this quote by Neil Donald Walsh. He's talking about our home in the realm of spirit. And he says that in that realm of spirit, you will know at last the good news, that your devil does not exist, whatever that devil is, that you are who you always thought you were, goodness and love. Your idea that you might be something else has come from an insane outer world causing you to act insanely, an outer world of judgment and condemnation. Others have judged you, and from that judgment, you have then judged yourself. So thank you, Neil Donald Walsh, for that. And although our programming on the planet has seen many of us merely reacting to life, giving our power away and searching outside of ourselves for our answers, when we finally remember our divine eternal natures and reconnect and live life in direct alignment with God's source, we have access to the greatest power of all, love, our most amazing gift. Each and every one of us has the gift of love within us, and the more we choose to focus on it, not only will we be able to positively influence and accept and affect what actually occurs on the planet, but as a result of choosing to gift love to others, continually focusing on peace on earth, love, and goodwill to all, then we will experience the joys of the holiday season in every moment of every second of every day all year round. Before we talk more about our amazing gift of love and its influence on our lives and our beautiful planet, let's take some of your phone calls. 646, thank you for holding. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Candy, hi. That was so nice, and I'm happy for you and the results with your family. It's beautiful, and thank you. Listening to you is making me learn, because I haven't been in the present moment. You read for me on New Year's Day. I had asked you about a relationship, and then...
It's Helena. Isn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I just heard Helena.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, I guess you really are mega psychic.
Well, they just screamed your name in my ear. So there you go.
Oh, thank you, Posse of Angels. I appreciate it.
Did you have a lovely New Year's, a lovely holiday season?
It was good. You know, it was very quiet, but it was good. It was what I wanted and needed.
Well, that's good. I'm so glad. And how did the reading go for you?
It went well, but it was very positive because it was about a relationship. And so the relationship hasn't really begun. It's a working one. And I just, maybe I'm looking too much and trying to live in the future with it, because it's something that I do desire. It's someone I feel a lot for. But I guess what's the angel's advice or what they see for it? The cards were phenomenal on New Year's Day. I mean, it was Two of Cups, Queen of Cups, Ten of Cups.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, that's just, you know, that you finished with that Ten of Cups was wonderful. Well, what they're showing me now is they're showing me a lotus blossom. And they're saying, you know, the lotus is one of the most beautiful flowers. It's traditionally, you know, that flower for Eastern philosophy. But it also is one of those flowers that takes a long time to open up and to fully blossom. And they're saying the more that you can be in the art of allowance, knowing, okay, what are they saying to me? They're saying, Helena, that which is yours will always be yours. Okay? If you can practice detachment from any expectation of how and when this is going to be divinely given to you, and just be in that art of allowance. That art of allowance is that I am a child of God. All I am is pure intention. And because I am more protected and guided and looked after, as abundance is my nature, all I have to do is just know that that which is mine will always be mine, and allow it to just unfold in its timing. Do you do any kind of art at all?
I'm a performer, singer, and sometimes I just take pen to paper or even drawing what I want to do.
Okay. They're saying for some reason that perhaps you should draw lotuses or draw flowers. I used to read the runes a lot, as one of my past lives was a healer in Scotland in the 14th century. And
I'm getting
chills.
Maybe we knew each other.
I have a great affinity for those runes. But one of my favorite runes spoke of faith and patience, and how, you know, somebody wants to eat, and so they run out to the garden and they start to pull on the carrot top, you know, to make the carrot bigger. And what they end up doing is they end up taking the carrot out and destroying any hope of it growing into its full maturity.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, what? Don't wait. Helena, the worst thing that we can do, everybody says, you know, the only way to have patience is to have patience. But the worst thing that we can do, and I learned from my husband, Pete, who is listening to the show, so thank you very much for that, Pete. Mm-hmm. He's off for the holidays, is he said, Candy, don't wait for things, because it's in the waiting that you're actually telling the universe, telling the angels, that you're experiencing some sort of lack. That your world is not 100% fulfilled in this divine moment the way it's supposed to be fulfilled.
Mm.
And so I thought to myself, that is absolutely 100% true for me, and I got chills and confirmation, And I thought, I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm going to be creative. I'm going to enjoy this time and allow myself to have fun and be in bliss and joy. And during that time, I had lots of lunches out with my girlfriends and you know, lots of get-togethers in the afternoon to watch all those restoration comedies or Jane Austen movies or whatever. But I actually allowed myself to have fun. And it was in the fun that started to fuel those energies, those abundant energies, to fuel my intentions for them to come to fruition. Not the other way around that we've been taught to push and, you know, life has to be hard and all of that thing. So to get back to what they're showing me for you, and I'm going to shuffle the cards now, is they're saying some sort of creativity in particularly in drawing.
Okay,
particularly
great.
In painting, right. They're showing me the language again. So they're just saying, if you could just be in the art of allowance, you wouldn't want this relationship to come to you any sooner than it was meant to come in. Okay, let's draw some cards here.
Okay.
Around the relationship. Okay, well, the first one is the death card.
Okay.
This is a new beginning in the area of that emotional fulfillment, emotional love. In the way that you see love. And the next one is, it's the Four of Pentacles. It's building more of a foundation of who you are, even without this person. Now they're saying to me that they're not keeping you waiting. You are keeping you waiting because you and nobody does this to us, Helena.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's no fault and there's no blame.
Right.
You are having this time on your own to establish more of a foundation of who you are, and in your own right. I love. Have you ever read the book The Prophet by Khalil Gibran?
You know, I can't say I've read it cover to cover. I haven't.
Okay. There's a section in there, one of the most extraordinary books that I've ever read. There's a section in there, he speaks about the union of two people, the marriage of two people. And he describes them as two pillars of a temple that they don't lean on each other, but they stand across from each other, and they hold up the same roof. And they don't lean on each other. They're independent of one another. Often following parallel purposes, but they stand far enough apart, if strong, by themselves, and they let, in order to allow the winds of heaven to dance between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing now is you're establishing yourself, seeing yourself as an independent, loving person in and of yourself. And once you see this, and once you truly understand this, then you will be open for that divine love to come in.
Beautiful.
So you're establishing more of a foundation of who you are. And then we have the temperance card. We have the patience card. Everybody could get that card. I mean, you know, you can ask my husband, you know. I said, okay, I know the best way we learn faith is by having faith. You know, the best way we learn patience is by having patience. You know, it's like that old adage, okay, I've learned patience. I've waited enough. Now
exactly.
Give it to me.
Exactly.
So this card could also mean that, you know, for you to be more free-flowing and just open up to receive in whatever way this divine love will play out. But it's yours. It's yours. There's nothing that you can do to break this asunder. That which is ours will always be ours, Helena. So I hope that's been helpful for you today.
It is. It's very, very. But one quickie question. I can also be painfully shy when I truly care about someone, which I do,
yeah.
With him. And so that won't mess things up terribly, or will it?
Oh, okay, without even pulling a card, they're saying, shy or not shy, the more that you can be your beautiful self and allow that light which is in you to shine forth, the shyness shouldn't be an issue. Just be as authentic, honest, open, and transparent as you possibly can be, and just be your beautiful self, and everything else will fall into place.
Oh, thank you. That's my intention, to be me, no games, no nothing, and, you know, just to be love and, you know, be who I am, which is what we all are. This was really a blessing from the word go, from everything that you spoke of from the beginning of the show. Thank you.
All right. I'm sending you lots of love and have an absolutely beautiful day.
You too.
Oh, and I was going to say, if you'd like to receive my newsletter, you can send me a request and your email address to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I will do. I will do. This is very good information. It's beautiful information.
Okay. Thank you so much, sweetheart. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Going to our next caller. Thank you so much, Helena. Going to our next call. 954, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Darlene from Florida.
Hi, Darlene, how are you?
Good.
I'd
like to know if you have any messages for me from my angels.
Okay. Is there any area in particular that you would like the posse of angels to look at?
Probably, no, whatever is most important.
Okay, let's have a look. Yes. Did you have a wonderful holiday season?
Yes, it was quiet, though, too.
I've heard from a lot of people that it was quiet this year. And quiet is not necessarily a bad thing, you know. People say, oh, it was quiet, as if that was a disappointment. But it struck me in a lot of cases that it's almost the calm before the storm. We've been through so much energetically, and we've been through so many changes, and certainly in the past, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that it was almost nice to get to this stage, this plateau of quiet, because of all the magnificent things that we're going to intend and a lot of our wishes that are going to manifest in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's have a look here and see if it's just a general reading for you, what comes out. Okay, the first card, well, your view. You're certainly due for a new beginning as far as in a number of areas. One, you're through carrying burdens, which is an interesting way for them to put it. Do you feel like you've been carrying burdens for other people?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying that it's time to unload those burdens. Give other people a chance to not take on the burden, but to live their lives, to live their own journeys. And in this way, you will lighten your load and give them the responsibility back to themselves. Also, are there some creative ideas that you have, Darlene, that have been, that you have forgotten about, or maybe you've worked on for a while, but have, you know, sort of put away, maybe some writing or some creative work?
Yes, I like creative work, but I haven't been doing it.
Okay. How can you expect your life to be creative and fun and blissful and joyful if you don't allow for the creative to come in? We've been told to be human doings instead of human beings. I love the example of us. All we are children of God. And as children, we are here to play and to have fun. The amount of people that don't have any fun in their lives is because they don't choose to experience that kind of fun. I mean, if you gave a child a choice of going into an art studio and creating with paints and clay and sculpting, or going to hear a lecture at an art museum, I mean, I would say in the majority of cases, the child would just, you know, head straight for that art studio and begin to create. We all have that creative ability inside of ourselves, but we stop ourselves from doing it because we're so judgmental on the end product instead of the joy of just creating. So for you, they're saying that it's time for you to give to Darlene and to start having fun again, being creative and being joyful and blissful for no other reason but because you're worth it. Next card that's coming out is it's the Justice card, the Truth card. You know, for a long time your energies have been sapped and given away to others. In a lot of our cases, you know, we as women have been enablers. We have, you know, sort of bolstered everybody else and put ourselves last on the list. They're saying it's time for you to come to the fore and to give to the most important person in the whole world. And who would that be?
Yourself.
Yourself. And now I'm getting shocked. You need to make yourself the priority, and then the universe will make you a priority. The next one is the Nine of Wands. It's interesting how the first card you got was the Ten of Wands, and which is a new start for her, for you, but also to laying down those burdens and to allow that creativity to come out. And the next one is the Nine of Wands, the last one you got, which is you have lived your life up to this stage, and you're looking back on it and saying, well, what was that all about, and how was that working for me? You might be a little bit war-weary and a little bit, you know, sort of battle-wounded, but take those things that have been productive and really help nurture and nourish you, and take them one step further, and now allow yourself to play and to have fun.
Okay, it sounds good.
So I think that's the most important thing of all, to allow yourself to have fun and to play. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, look after yourself. Take care. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you for that caller. Let's go to the next phone caller. We have... Good. 740, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Tara.
I'm sorry, was it Sarah?
Tara.
Tara. Tara, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio. And what's your question today, Tara?
Really, it's just a general thing.
Any one area in your life of more concern than others?
No, not really.
Okay. We have a second voice on the line there. Who is that?
Oh, that's Christopher.
How old is Christopher?
3 months.
God bless you, Christopher. Do you, well, before we even go to the cards here, have you heard about the new children that are being born on the earth, Sarah?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Some books that I would love to recommend to you, the Posse of Angels are saying, there's a lovely book, it's called The Crystal Children, and it's by Doreen Virtue. These children that are being born on the earth are quite different from other children who have been born before, because the energies are higher on the earth. These children come in, they're quite telepathic, they're quite sensitive, because they are so clear. They have a they because they're so clear energetically, they could be quite sensitive to foods, noises, things like that. So I really recommend that you read some of those books by Doreen Virtue. One in particular is called The Crystal Children. I know the Crystal Children have started to be born on the planet around the early 90s, like 1994. And certainly in the last couple of years, the children who were born are rainbow children. They don't have any karma. They come in completely karmic debt-free, and they are just such beautiful light. And might I add, Tara, that this beautiful light, this beautiful light of Christopher would not have been given to any other mother than one that has such beautiful energies and beautiful light about her. So, well done.
Well, thanks.
And it's also, they also want to tell you that you are doing the most important job on the world, which is a job that is not paid, a job that is not even given any recognition most of the time. And they're smiling down on you and thanking you for the extraordinary work you do as a mother.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
It's good to hear.
Yes. Okay.
So do they, so to speak, speak to you, like give you messages, or you feel them, or
yes,
sense them, or how's that?
Yes. Okay. The first thing they're telling me for a general read is that for you to remain strong. They're saying that in the situation that you're in now, excuse me, I just have to blow my nose. Excuse me.
Oh, that's fine.
I do have a cold. that the situation that you're in now is strengthening you. It's really providing for you an opportunity to be strong and to find that inner strength that you never thought was there before. Do you have other children?
I have a 2.5-year-old, yes.
Okay. All right. Having them so close together is a challenge. It's a beautiful challenge.
I don't think what they're talking about. I lost their father right before I had Christopher.
Okay. All right.
So that might be...
That might be that. They're saying for you to be strong and to... the inner strength that is needed will come out. You'll be amazed at how strong that you are. The Two of Cups has come out. They're also saying that they're saying, do you speak to your father?
Yeah, he's. I live with him currently.
Okay. But you said you lost your parents?
No, I lost my kids' father, my significant other.
Oh, yes, that's what this Two of Cups has come out with this couple embracing and the angel above the two of them. Do you speak to your children's father?
I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me just a second. Okay. Oh my gosh. Nothing
okay.
Bad.
I was going to say, do you speak to your husband or your partner? Do you speak to him?
Yes, actually, I do.
Okay. They're encouraging that, and they're saying that you can never lose love. Love is the most indestructible thing that there ever is, and we grieve for that person physically. There's no question about it, because that's, for many of us, that's all we've ever experienced, being spiritual beings in a physical form. What was behind the veil of our true home in spirit, we can't remember. And so, but they're saying the more that you can keep this love alive by acknowledging it, it's going to help you immeasurably. Keep the lines of communication open, and he will help you. The strange thing about it, Tara, is that he will also help you to solidify and to find love again in his life. I know that's hard to fathom at this early
it
stage.
It actually is, but that's a whole other thing too.
Okay. Lex card is the Emperor. And this is that love that's on the horizon for you. And all I can say is that the more that you can be strong at this stage and allow for this time of acknowledgement and grieving and really allow it to take its course, then everything will write out. But I think that's the main message that they want you to receive at this stage.
So basically there is love on the horizon or current, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. Otherwise that Two of Cups would not have come out. There's two people embracing with the angel above, and they're saying, yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, so they're saying that I should pursue?
There's no should. There's no have-tos. There's no ought-tos. There's only what makes Tara happy. There's only what fulfills you and gives you joy. The more authentic and honest and open and transparent that you can be, then your life will be filled with honest, open, transparent events, people, and situations.
Okay.
Don't feel like you have to force anything, because especially in this year of 2013, we are being gifted with our wishes, our intentions, and our dreams being fulfilled and in the most convoluted ways, but only if we're open up to receive. And they're saying, don't push. Allow.
Okay.
All right. God bless you, and give a kiss to little Christopher.
Okay, I will.
Okay, take care.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go back to our topic. Before your phone call, we were speaking about our amazing gifts of love. For love is the deepest form of what we all are. The energy within all of us transcends race, religion, gender. It transcends culture. It transcends belief systems of any other illusion we choose to hold on to that separates and divides all of us instead of bringing us all together. In fact, any justifications and rationalizing or excuses of why we choose not to give love goes counter to our God-given gift of giving and receiving love. In fact, the more love that you choose to focus on in your life, the more love you will see in your life. No matter who we are, love makes us equal. Love makes us whole. Love completes us. It gives us clarity, and it gives us contentment. Love gives us peace, and it gives us joy. By choosing to gift ourselves that internal love that has been there all along, and refusing to focus on anything else, then that love will be projected externally to the universe. This is because love changes. It actually changes who we are, and it changes, quite frankly, who we think we are. So when we choose to have love for ourselves, we have self-worth. We feel worthy. We feel deserving. And, you know, quite frankly, we feel good enough. The Posse of Angels is chiming in. They're reminding us that the golden age of peace will provide an opportunity for all of us to return to this divine inherent nature of love within. We are all just love, and everything else is mere illusion. The illusion of us being anything less than love itself comes from our attitudes and perceptions in which we have allowed ourselves to be hijacked by our programming and belief systems that have assured us to accept anything other than love. This is because our attitudes and perceptions have kept us in our own manufactured reality, a constant carousel that has perpetuated and supported fear, isolation, and exclusion. All these things go counter to our gift of love. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that we are all reflections of this love, and we come from the most loving source in the universe. Our ability to experience this love has nothing to do with what we choose to follow. The easiest and simplest part of all of this, in a world where so many of us have created realities which are devoid of love and filled with fear and violence, hatred and exclusion and judgment, is that to experience this divine love and connection to all the love in the universe can be accomplished merely by putting all of our full attention on love. Before we go on, let's take a few more of your phone calls. 212, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Cyril.
Hello, Cyril, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What can I help you with today?
My question is, where my soul originated from? Which star system did my soul originate from?
Okay. That's a very important question. I do get some people and have had people through the years. I do feel, I do intuit, Cyril, that it is a star system. I don't feel like it's from the angelic realm. Let me see. Let me just see here. Going to the cards. Okay. Now, the first thing that I felt, have you done much reading on the Pleiadians?
Yes, I have done some, yes.
Okay. I asked within myself, you know, telepathically to the Posse of Angels, and I said, you know, is it from Andromeda? Is it from Orion? Is it from Sirius? Is it a Sirian base? Arcturian, and they said it feels more Pleiadian than the other ones. And I could recommend some books to you. Have you read anything by Barbara Marchniak?
Actually, I listened to her on YouTube.
Okay, good. Okay, so there's Barbara Marchniak, Bringers of the Dawn. Great book. There's another lady by the name of Amora Kuan Yin. I think she wrote the Pleiadian Agenda, and then she has the Pleiadian Agenda workbook. And then there's another one. I can't remember it offhand, Cyril. If you would send me your email address, and then I could send you a few more. I can't think of them just off the top of my head, but I would go so far as to say it feels like it's definitely Pleiadian rather than the other star systems.
Okay.
Just for the quick reading today, so the first thing that came out for you was the High Priestess card. I remember your phone call in asking how you can be more spiritual. And I remember saying that the greatest thing for you to do is to allow yourself to be that which you already are. And they're saying, they're applauding you because that's really working for you. And the next card that came out was the Sun card, which is just a radiant card. Wherever that card comes out in the reading, it's bright and it's shining. And the next card that comes out for you is the is the Seven of Cups, and it's offering you more opportunities and bringing more opportunities for your life because you're not pushing so hard, and you've actually released and allowed life to give to you instead of pushing the way you think it should give to you.
Okay.
Okay. I hope that's been helpful for you today, Gerald, and have a beautiful day.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we have time for one more caller. 718, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Who am I speaking
with? Hi. Thank you. This is Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. My hometown. Okay. Oh. What's your question, Lisa?
I want to know what you pick up from me regarding my living situation and my finances. Just like, when do you, I guess, see that I'd be moving into my own place, not house sitting, because I've been doing
okay.
a lot of that, which has been fun, and the universe opening up. I really believe that's what that is. It's preparing me for my own space, but I guess moving into my own space and where you see my finances are a consistent monthly.
Okay. The question, and once again, that they're saying to me what I said to a former caller, that which is yours, that which you intend in your heart will always be yours. They said, do not put any emphasis on the how and the when of this happening, as this is not our providence. That's the providence of God and the angels. All we need to do is just have that intention. And I don't know if you've ever written a decree before, Lisa, but decrees are sacred pacts between you and God, and you write out, thank you for my extraordinary home. It is in the, you know, and then you go on to say, it's in the most amazing location surrounded by, and whatever you want to write, but you write it with this joy in your heart, knowing that abundance is your nature and that this is yours. You just haven't manifested it yet on the physical plane. All we need to do is ask, and it is given. But the reason people stop asking or they lose faith is because they expect it, they want to push the how and the when of this happening. Okay? So the first thing is get yourself in the art of allowance. Because, again, if you put any emphasis on how and the when of it happening, then you're actually limiting the way that the universe can give you. And sometimes the universe wants to give us in the most convoluted ways, but we shut ourselves off by saying, oh, it couldn't possibly happen in that way. You know, last week I spoke about the power of one, the power within us all. And, you know, this was like 6 months ago when I said to God, I would love to go on holiday to someplace warm and beachy with my husband, who was working 7 hours a week in this TV show, and he got very little time off. And then suddenly, out of the blue, because I just let it go, a client of mine gifted us their condominium, their timeshare, for a week in Hawaii in 2013. Then it just came out of left field. There was no shoulds, there was no have-tos, and coincidentally, he had that time where he was on hiatus that we could go during that time. So all I'm saying is the more that you can let go and let God, it will eventuate. It has to eventuate. Have that faith. The first card that comes out to you is the King of Swords. Start to be the authority on your life. Start to own who you are. And I would actually, they're saying once again, write out a decree. Write out exactly what you want, not how and when of it coming in, but saying thank you. Thank you for my amazing place. And you know, whatever you want that to be is yours, is already yours, and decree it. The Four of Swords comes in, which says allow this to settle in on you and release it. Release it and it to happen in the most miraculous of ways, and you've got another king, which is the King of Cups, which is your emotional side of you. I would go so far as to say with these two kings coming in, there's going to be some kind of influence from a man that's going to bring this about, somebody in authority. It could be a connection that you have already, but it's going to become a stronger connection as time goes by. So
is that like a romantic connection you're referring to, or
Well, being the King of Cups, it has to do with our emotions. So it might be a romantic connection, but it also has to do with opening some kind of doors for this new living arrangement of yours coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can see is bright lights and very positive things happening for you. You just have to allow them to unfold. 2013 is going to be an extraordinary year, and a lot of things are going to manifest in ways that we can't even possibly imagine. So just let go and enjoy the ride.
Wow, I definitely will. I'm not even going to add. I was like, nope, she just said that I let go of the how. And the when you mentioned the how and the, you know, like how it transpired, like I kind of went into a zone of, I was house sitting the weekend of the holiday season and for New Year's Eve. And on New Year's Eve, I was invited to a party about 20 blocks from where I was staying in New York City. And that's what I want. I want to live in Manhattan. So
right.
It turns out the people that live there are moving in March.
Right.
And it's a duplex. And my friend said, the rent's really cheap. You should ask them. I didn't because I just was like, I felt like it was a weird time to ask. Like, but something told me just ask again, maybe just ask. And the person that knows them is a male. So, you know, the woman is the friend, but, like, the person that really knows them is a man. So,
right.
I don't know. I was like, that came into my mind or came into my spirit or whatever.
I am getting such a good feeling about that. You know, most of the time we are given signs. We keep intending things in our hearts. And then we just off the cuff. Somebody says, why don't you ask? And we stop ourselves. The child in us would just go like a bull in a china shop and just go and ask. But we stop ourselves. I would go and ask. Get ye out there and ask, because ask and it is given. I'm getting a really good feeling about this.
Mm-hmm. And the home in general?
Yes. The whole and the way it's going to transpire. I have to get a really good feeling around it, Lisa. I'm going to have to cut it there because I'm almost out of time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
I really appreciate you taking my call.
I'd love to know where your journey takes you. If you'd like to send me an email, you can send it to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
At Angel Healing House?
Angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, lots of love. Take care. God bless you.
Okay, God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. So that just about wraps up the show today. Thank you to all the callers I had. And if I didn't have time to take your call today, please tune in and call next week. So don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing. This can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please call myself at Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716. Again, contact Candy at 831-277-3716. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth. And go out and to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Take care. Have a fabulous week. And I can't wait to speak to you again.